start a bit last week. I want to be choizer b'ktzora likorei advorim. Try to make a little bit seder of these shvera halachos. Try after to find also the tzedodim lekulei, but for sure. The matar of the shir is not to take the kules. Adarabah. זה הלוך איזה איסור אמיר לנוכרי בשבס. זה איסור אמיר לנוכרי בשבס. זה מבור עם שולחן אורך, ומנשן, סימן ראשון גימל, מנשין זיין, איבן אין המלוכה דרבונון, אינה ללארת יותר לגוי, תדופו יהיו המלוכה אין שבס. So there's different reasons. צריך חפצה חוב, מדבר דובור, גזירה דרבונון, אסמכתה, So this is clear, this is the halacha pshuta that is the Isur Amir Lenochri B'Shabbos. The second halacha we mentioned, aber es mevur in the halacha, that remize sheloi bederech tzivu yezmuta. Remez sheloi bederech tzivu yolautu. Namoshu, you tell him, I can't read, because there's no light. This is called remez sheloi bederech tzivu. The house is not is dark. Aber remez bederech tzivui is also. The Moshe to tell him, why you didn't shut the light last week? So it means to shut it now. Or please make it with me a favor, it's dark. It means, put on the light. So these are two halachas, I think that these halachas everyone knows. Isur amir lenochri, aber remez sheloi bederech tzivui is muta. We mentioned already last week that the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa holds, and this is what most people hold, that remez sheloi bederech tzivui is muta, you're also allowed to knock by the goy to tell him, please come to my house. And when he comes to the house, you tell him, you can't read. It's also called the remez sheloi bederech tzivui. Even though we said, Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach asked the kasha, why? Amira is also not allowed to tell the guy, please do a melacha for me. Remez, sheloi bederech tzivui is, I can't read. Remez bederech tzivui that is also, please do a favor, I can't read. It's put on the light. So if you tell him, please do a favor, come to my house. So you can't tell him, please come to a this is clear, you can't knock at the door by a guy, or you can do a favor, the light went off in our house. It's also. And then, do a favor, come to the house. When he comes to the house, then you tell him, it's dark. So, Rav Shmuel Auerbach said that, Be'etzim, it's very modern. This is Be'etzim telling him, please do a favor, come to the house to put on the light. Please do a favor, it's dark, I can't read. But Rav Shmuel Auerbach said that he never wanted to answer it, because the Olam do it. He didn't want to say that it's mutter, because he doesn't know why it's mutter. But the Ma'aseh, the Shmir Shabbos, Kibchosu holds, you're allowed to do it. So this is the first halacha I think we mentioned last week. Now, before we go to the next halacha, we need to know one more din. Even though we said that Isur Amira Le'akum B'Shabbos is also, and is only Mutar B'Remez, Sheloi B'Derech Tzivui, we'll go later to the details. As a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reisha involved, Seif Beis, the Rama brings down יש אומרים דמותר לא אמר לעין היהודי להדליק לו נר לסוד השבס שזה סביר לי דמותר אמיר לעין היהודי אפילו במלוך הגמור או במוקי מצווה שיטה סעיתו דת אמיר להקום לצריך מצווה אז מותר שעל פי זה נוהג הוא רבים לאוקל לצוויס לעין יהודי להליק נרס לצורך סולס מצווה בפרט בחסנה ויש להחמיר במוקים שאין צורך גודל שרוב הפויסקים חוילים כמולו זו גדרמו במוקים that is not a צורך גודל you have to be מחמיר זו גדרמי שברורה והשלו יחמיר אף לצורך גודל שכן רואה נהגים בקילוס חשובים שיושבים בחשיך ומוציא שבס אפילו בחסן עד שיאמרו הכל בורחו. וכן נוהג הרש So the Ma'ay said, the Ramo brings down, יש מינג to be סיימך on the איתור במוקר מצווה to tell a goy. The Ramo himself says only בצריך גודל. The Mishnabur brings down from the Shlor, even בצריך גודל, to be מחמיר. But, he brings down in two cases you're allowed to be maker. לצריך מצווה, בערב שבס בן השמושס, ומכל מקום, מות העולם עליהם יהודי לתקן הסעירו שנזכל כדי שלא יבואו רב לידי מכשל. כדאי הוא בלעית ורליס מיכול ולעת רשבוס די אמירה בבוקר מצווה די רבים. So, even again, some שיטס מסיים לך נעית ורן אבי מצווה, רמוס אז און עם מוקם צורך גודל, ומשבור עושה זה אפילו שלא עם מוקם צורך גודל, but, if it's בן השמושס, So, במילה זה שבוס דה שבוס, so you could be matered, אוי לצריך מצווה דה רבים.
לא נקשב זה.
מה? לא נקשב זה. לא, אוי נקשב זה, it's not called a mitzvah. It's not called צריך. We'll get it, but... למשל, משום זמן הולך, למשל, when a kid is born in a hospital, and they have to put like a tag with his name on him, so this is called צריך גודל, that the kid will not get switched. The Meister Reb Moshe says, we'll go later into the details, the Moshel, if the light goes off in a shul, and you have to have shachris, and there's no light. He holds, this is called Tzerich Rabim, and you're allowed to. But the Moshel, if it's freezing air conditioning, people can't stay in shul. He says, you're allowed to. Rabban Kotler was matter in a yeshiva that the light went off. To tell a guy to put it on. We'll say mechan deitu. Tzarech mitzvah, the rabbi. Rabbi Yashiv holds that you're not allowed to. He says, even that v'ikir adin you're allowed to, he tainis, but because it happens the whole time, in the end, the whole time, they will tell the guy to put it on and up. So Rabbi Yashiv was nishta zei parsha. We'll see later the eitzah what to do l'maisa. But this is again, this is another shayla b'mokoy mitzvah d'rabim, tzorich d'rabim, shikul falozach av d'balayitu. We'll get back to it later. So the way we learn two halachas, b'etzem isur amira le'akum, b'remez sheloi b'derech tzivri is muta, ein halacha, mokoy mitzvah d'itur was matir, b'ramo says only mokoy tzorich gadol, b'shabur says even tzorich gadol is also not enough, aber mitzvah d'rabim, michshol d'rabim, then, It's mutter, then we follow Zachaf the Balayitu. Chutz from these two halachas, as another halacha in Reisha involved, Shechonuch starts. Ein a Yehudi shehidlik esaner b'shvil Yisrael. A goy puts on a light for a yid. Osur lakoil. Afunu lemishelo Yehud lak b'shvilo. If a goy puts on a candle for a yid, you're not allowed to be nene on Shabbos. זוג דה משנבור עבור הדין לכל מלוכה. If a goy does a מלוכה for a yid in Shabbos, is also להנס. Why? משנבור brings down one reason is, because if you're a binene, so eventually people will tell a goy to be madlik. So Chazal made a issur that even if you told a goy to be madlik, it's also. And even if you tell your friend to tell, it's really also to you also, so you don't gain by convincing the other guy. You tell the goy to light it for you. You made a Chazal answer it. Another reason the Yavshah Shlevi brings down it's Zilusa de Shabbos, it's Gnai. So La Alocha Lemaise, if a goy does something for you in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene. So a lot of times it's Negea Lemaise, Lemoshal, a person is in a hotel in Shabbos. It's a hotel in Shabbos. And the room gets closed. And they have these cards. No, you open the door of the hotel. So it could be anyway you're allowed to. We'll see later. Most of the hotels, chutz from that card that you could open your door, they have also a mechanic key. It's because most of the Jewish hotels for sure have it. They have it also for Shabbos, and also some have it for security. Because what would be if the whole lot of things don't work out? And we'll see that a place that a goy could do a meloche in a different way, you tell him to open the door, he could take the key. What he takes his card, could be b'chayagav ne'bichlal etzmuta. But let me get an itzar in a hotel that is only a card. Your room is closed. So that was something, you know you're not allowed to tell a guy. Yeah, you go through. But the Baal, your modern brother, yeah, went down to the, downstairs to the desk, and he said, my room is closed, you can open my door. The guy said, no problem. He takes the card and swoops it, and opens the door. You're allowed to walk into the room or not. Nasa le tzerech Yisrael, you're allowed to walk into the room or not. On the Moshul, there's no key. They forgot the key in the shul or something. So again, your modern cousin told the guy to bring the key. Happens a lot of times. I'll tell you one case. It's a Shah Brochas. I was once in a Shah Brochas. And, there are some people that some Yidden carry. But Lamazon, you're not allowed to carry, yeah? Kenish Narayim. And it was a crazy thing in Tirdin. I know we were one of the avenues there. And Shah Brochas, the Meister, the door was locked. Kater forgot to leave the key open. So they tell the guy, just went, they bought the key, open the door. For the Yidden, he opened the door. You're allowed to walk into the hall or not. So, Reb Moshe asks, Moshe says, you have to stay outside. You're not allowed to be in there, from the melech of the guy. If the guy did it for you, you're not allowed to go in. Moshe Zalman also wanted to learn like that. The Moshe of Moshe Zalman was chayzer boy. He says, the Isur Tenene is direct. But the nene from the key that opened the door, after that Chazal didn't ask her to be nene from the goy's melocha. Dainu, lo mazagin, if he brings a fruit, could be not allowed to eat the fruit. But when he brought the key and you opened the door, the Beliashi holds b'chal, you're not nene from the key. It just moved away the door. Now you're just walking in. It's not, you're not nene from the key. The key got to open the door. It's nagea and maisa, I explain the word nagea. We'll go later, maybe there's more reasons. But lo yitzu lam zogin to open the bottles, mamash ha'averi gmur. Lam zogin. And the guy opens the bottles. It's not the gap, because the ma'isa, we'll see later, is much more coolest than that. Lo mashal to open a tuna can. This is really, most people hold it's mamash, could be chayav misa, yeah? If you open a tuna can. A bottle, it's more light. So the guy, the mashal, he opens it. You go into the kitchen, you see the guy is opening the cans, making a whole tuna salad, yeah? You're allowed to eat the tuna or not? Could be more browns, the flash, but I said, if you're allowed to or not? So the Ma'aseh of Shuzah of Eliyashi, if you're allowed to. But because we're going, what is negiah to us, now is again, we'll try to go to the Pratim, is the Isur HaNoye from the Melocha that Agoy did for it. Even if you didn't ask him to do. Now, what would be if the Goy puts on the light in the room? If you asked him to do it, you have to leave the room. If you didn't have to ask him to leave, to do it, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to stay in the room. You don't have to leave. Let me say, you go to a hotel. It's dark, the Goy puts on the lights. You have to leave the room? No. But you're not allowed to read that room. You're not allowed to read in the room. Why? Because you're nene. That you're allowed to stay, because the goy can ask on you to leave the room, even that you enjoy, but you can't read. But again, to make it clear, even that later we'll try to make pratim, a lot of times, in the hotel, the marshal, you go to a hotel for Shabbos, it's a convention, yeah? And Lel Shabbos is very gishmak. When everyone leaves, you see the goy, all the lights go off, yeah? You come in the morning, the lights are on. The mice, are you allowed to read or not? There's no windows. We'll see later. Well, there's no Shabbos clock. It's Shabbos going, no Shabbos clock. Yeah? You're allowed to or not? Now, forget about... Sometimes you're in a house of someone. You have to go to a convention. You go five towns in a house, yeah? Little Shabbos is light. I go at 12 o'clock. There's no Shabbos clock. I see, all the five helpers close the lights, yeah? In the morning, all the lights are back on. You're allowed to read or not? So a lot of poskim hold that there you're allowed to. Why? No one asked the goy to close it. B'meile, I'll say like this. This is Klal Olam Hazogen. You're sitting in a room, and the goy goes in, and he leans on the light, and he closes it, so he presses it right back. So the person came over, Kula Alma, you're allowed to be nene. Why? The goy is not doing it for you. He's doing it to fix his mistake. Olam Hazogen, the goy took off the fire in Shabbos. Puts it right back, yeah? They told him to take off the soup, he took off the chant. He writes, puts back right away the chant. Even if it's not the Mevusha Katzolcher, it's an Isra to put it back. You're allowed to be there. He didn't put it back for you. He put it back that you will not be screamed. No, he was scared to be screamed.
Okay,
say it. Say it.
Why do you think I'm
screamed?
Because there's no chance
for
me tomorrow.
Say it, but why he does it? Because he wants you to have a chance because he doesn't want to be screamed. So the Mele, this is called that the guy is doing it for the Yid. For himself.
Why does he turn the light on in the morning?
No, if he would not turn out the, he doesn't have to turn out the light by night. He's fixing what he turned it off by night. If he, they tell him to do something else, if by night his job is to close it, so in the morning it's us. But if the Pshat, he says Chaval to be, they didn't tell him to close it, but he says Chaval to be the whole night off, so he shuts it. But Lama Zagan, he knows that he can't beat it tomorrow morning. He would not shut it by night. He thinks, I'll do a favor. So the shutting it is for the yid, not putting it on for the yid.
If the yid shuts it, turns it back on.
Also.
He's doing it himself.
Yid does malach and Shabbos is also.
What if it's two different guys? What? The night shift and the morning shift.
So then Taki could be a problem. Then Taki could be a problem.
Why is the push then don't tell they don't want to turn the lights off?
No, we'll get later. I'm saying, we'll get later to the, what they tell them, what they don't tell them. We'll get to the protim. I'm just explaining. I want just to madgish the aloche ve isur anoyah from a aloche that a goy does for a yid in Shabbos. But if he doesn't do it for a yid, it's mutar. The Mishnah Berurah says if you see that he's doing it for you, you have to be moicha. Now, another aloche. If the guy does it for you, you have to yell at him to stop. Chutzum Isra Anoe is a chiyuv mechoy. But here's the difference. Lama zonga, the guy puts on the light. So not only you're not allowed to be nene, you have a chiyuv to tell him to stop. But if the marshal, the hotel, is owned by a guy, you're not mechoyuv to tell him to stop. You're not allowed to be nene, but there's no chiyuv mechoy. Because he's doing it on his own. Doesn't look like he's doing it for you. But it's a Isur Anoa. These halachas are poshut. So after we know these three halachas, and here that's what we were holding last week. We know one halacha is Isur Amira Leakum B'Shabbos. Isur Anoa Mimaise Goy B'Shabbos. Chiyuv Mechoe. If a Goy does a halacha for you in Shabbos, you mechoyuv to be Moicha. So now, here is the shaila. A person is sitting in his house. This is what happens every time. I want this halacha to be klor and klor. Later we'll try to go into all the protim and all the different ways to skip the halacha. But to know the ikar halacha. A person in his lel Shabbos in his house, the light goes off. So everyone knows, you call a goy, avada, amira, is also. You give him a hint, and he puts on the light. And you write, as the first halacha, you're taken care of. Isur amira, Remez b'derech, shalei b'derech tzivu, you're allowed to. And then every time people remember the story that the stipler would say over, that that they called a guy and they told him, you want beer? He said, yes. They said, but it's dark, you can't drink. So he put on the light, he put on the candle, and he drank the beer. When he finished, he shut it. So the stipler, Chaim Kanievsky brings down that his father told the smaiser. That, so they called the guy again, and he said, you want more beer? He said, yeah. He said, oh, but how are you drink when it's dark? So he put on the light. Then he finished, he shut it again. So they called him again, you want some beer? He said, yeah, but he said, it's very hard for us to use when it's dark. So he put on the light. So then they told him, now when you finish, please don't close it. This he allowed to. So the Shai is, I don't know what people think, why they had to make the story? Why they couldn't tell him Why did they have to give him beer? Why didn't they tell the guy it's dark and the girl understand to put on the light? The Teretz says, Ein echanami yitzar remes, and remes shaloi b'derech tziva yizmuter, but if the guy puts on the light, it's a isur anoy. You're not allowed to be nelef in the candles. And it's a isur mechoy. So it doesn't help to tell the guy b'remes shaloi b'derech tziva, Ein echanami. This, every time, remember this three klalim. Every time before you go to tell a guy to do something in Shabbos, you have to remember three rules. I'm not allowed to say amire. I have to have a remes. A. B. Ein echanami. I'm not allowed to do, I'm doing a remise. Oh, but I'm not allowed to be nene. Gimel. I have to make a chiyuv mechoy. So, Betzem, it's a big baya. So in a chalami, so the only way is like if Chaim Kanievsky says the story, you call the guy, you offer him beer, and you tell him it's very hard to drink when it's dark, and hopefully he will open the light, because then he's doing it for himself, not for you. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simen Shin Zayin, Sifkot Nayin Vov. You're allowed to tell the guy, I can't read. When the candle gets a little bit like, you know, it gets like the black on top of it, like pechamim. So you tell the guy, I can't read good. And the guy fixes it. You're allowed to. Why? It's a remez shaloi b'derech tzivui. We said, Mishabur says, don't tell him wipe his nose. Now the guy understands, instead of a nose, you mean a candle. It means wipe the candle, fix the candle. This is called remez b'derech tzivui. But tell the guy, I just can't read. Frag the Mishnebura on himself, but it's Osur Lehenois. Zag the Mishnebura, the Isur Lehenois is only when there's not another candle there. But if there's another candle in the room, and you already could nene from that candle, there's no Isur to be nene from the Melocha of the guy. If you could read without that, so here also you write that had a little black piece on top of it, but you could have seen really. Just you couldn't read so good. This is not called nene from the melocha of the goy. This is not called nene from the melocha of the goy. And this is the cloud. But if you have candles and you tell the goy to add more candles, you're allowed to. The marshal. To use this klal, evanoi, before the pratim, you have a shalom zocher lel Shabbos, you have candles in the room, and the lights went off. So then you're allowed to call a guy and tell him, oi, it's dark here, he'll put on the light. Remez shaloi b'derech tzivui. Ay isur anoi, we're not nene from the candles. We're not nene from the light, from the electric. We have candles. But Avadim Mishnebura says the marshal, 12 o'clock when the candles go off, you're not allowed to be there anymore from the light. This is the reason the Chazanishnikas, you know, they don't enjoy, they don't use electricity. Because the Yidden doing it in Shabbos, they don't want to be nene. So they put like one lamp, a candle, a lamp. So you're not nene from the light. You stay mech on that light. What?
While the candles are on, can you
read? Yeah, you can read. The only the shaila is if it's a gzeir Hashem ayate. Because in the candles, you're not allowed to read really, because it's a gzeir Hashem ayate. So some say, yeah, but here is no gzeir because lemaisa is electricity. So here a lot of places you want to be matir, to be semech on both. The marshal, they said over in the shiva from the Rosh Hashiva, you know, I said over the smaisa, the Rosh Hashiva never use electricity in Shabbos, like the Chazanish Shita, it was from Bnei Brak. So, he never used electricity in Shabbos. And Shiva has generators. So when he was living, in Nisa Brocha, Lel Shabbos, he didn't want to use electricity in his house. So he went to learn in Vizhnitz, in Chol Nechemya, they had a generator. Tzvi, Abba, he would learn in Vizhnitz. But in Vilnius was a problem to learn because 11:30 was that the Bota started there. The Chassidim, when there's no Rebbe, they get together, they sing. It was a minik. Vilnius at least, I know. So it was a Bota. So a Bota, you couldn't sit and learn. So you had to go back home. But there he had two long candles. So he learned Le'er the candles. Over the Gzeir Hashem Ayate. So the rabbis stayed awake near him till 3 o'clock and she was the Shema. That is Evil on Shabbos. Till the Bata and then Le'er Haneh with the Shema. But the Moshe, the Mishnah Berurah holds, if you put a sign, Shabbos Kodesh, you're allowed to read because no Gzeir Hashem Ayate. I'm sorry, and the Chazanish holds. Mishnah Berurah holds this. The Chazanish holds that if you put a sign, you're allowed to. I'm sorry, the Mishnah Berurah holds you're allowed to. The Chazanish holds you're not allowed to. So in the Shiva house, I heard that Rabbeinish, first of Shiva, he was also makbid not to use electricity in Shabbos. So when he was young, he was very, very poor. He didn't have where to live. So he lived, was an ice company. So he had it was like a little house, the guard house. So he would live in the guard house. So like this, for free, he would get a living, and like this, he would have to walk around a little bit by night. So on Shabbos, he put like this looks that, you know, that they could learn, that he had a very small kitchen. And he put up a sign, he was saying, Mishnah Berurah, that if a sign, you're allowed to learn L'Or HaNer. So he put a little sign near the candles, Shabbos Kodesh, like this, you want that? He came into the kitchen. That was a small little kitchen. And he walks in, and the candle starts to jump. He can't read. There's Mamish Gzeira. So he leaves. The candle is very givaldic. Okay, so he comes back in. Again, the candle starts to jump. He leaves. The candle is okay. He waits a couple of minutes. He comes in. Again, the candle starts to jump. Okay, so he leaves. Again, it's good. Okay, so after Shabbos, he told the Chazanish, I see the Shadim came to help you, not to let me to read L'Or HaNer. So the Chazanish told him, Nishkan Shadim, you know that fire needs, oxygen. And a small room, when another person comes in, is not enough. So every time when you go in, you push it, you are babir, the chaber, babir, the chaber. So go to Nishkan the Shadim. That's what the Chazanish told the Rabbeinish. And we called back
him. You ask the guy to make it brighter, make the light higher.
To ask him for sure not.
Ram is
b'shtem el tzivu yalal to.
Then the original light is nostalgic. Once he makes it brighter, the original.
I don't know the mitzvahs. Why I don't. If, I don't think so. But I think more and more go. I don't know the mitzvahs.
How is the light coming in from the window?
Not only that, they have in the new Sfarim. We got a light in the window also is good. If you could read from that light, is enough. They even clear what it be. It's a big suffix. Like if Och Shabbos has a whole simon on it. If you ask him to switch a different light, and when he puts on the new light, the other light goes off. The Och Shabbos in the back has a whole simon back and forth. Svaros Lekan. If it's called Yunene or not. The Moshe Feinstein says to put on an air condition, you're not allowed to tell the guy. Because it's called Nene. And you could say, I'm only adding fresh air. He says, not like that. You mamish Nene, all of you are noticing the fresh air. He says, it's not like a candle here, you could read from the other candle. Here also you could say, I could breathe, yeah? Now I could be better. But the Moshe was not Mekabel. The Moshe says, this is called Nene B'Maisi Shabbos. Okay. Freg de Welt, say that. So if you, the Moshe, we said, if it's light from outside, if it's already light, you're allowed to. If it's already light, you're allowed to. Frag the Shaila, frag the Rebbe Yashiv, or Kivege also frag the Petech HaDvorim, frag the Shaila, but it's a Chiv Mechoe. What helps to say that if it's a candle anyway, Shalom Zohar, our light, I'll tell the Goy Berem, Shalom Zohar, Tzivui, to put on the light, but Lemaisa, when he puts on the light, Ein echenami, I'm not called Nene. But it's a chiyuv mechoy. It's a chiyuv mechoy. So Rabbi Eliashiv and Rabbi Nissim Karelitz want to answer. Why is no chiyuv mechoy? So we're going back to the case of the Mishnah Berurah. The camera has a little black piece. I tell the guy, you know, it's not so clear. And the guy takes off the piece. You're allowed to. It's a remesh lebed erch tzivoy. And it's not called Nene because anyway the candle is on. Shaila is somewhat, if anyway the candle is on, Frank the Rebbe Eliashiv. But the Maisa is a Chiyuv Mechoy. Chiyuv Mechoy. So Rabbi Yashiv Tainez and Rabbi Nissim Karelitz Tainez, Rabbi Nissim says that there's no Chiyuv Mechoa dear. Chiyuv Mechoa is only in things we said Lemoshu that the guy is doing in my own stuff. And his things is no Chiyuv Mechoa. Some want to say, I disagree with them, but some want to say that little things, Lemoshul, Rabbi Yashiv says, to fix a candle, people don't ask permission. Like, you know, when you walk in the street, you have like a little feather on you, some people just take it off, you know? They don't ask you permission. They just, sometimes you have something on your head, someone goes and gives you a little push, yeah? There's a musik of some things that you don't ask permission. He says, to put on someone else's light, you ask permission. To put on someone else's air conditioning, you ask permission. No, you don't come and press buttons. Yeah, when you come into a house and the light is jumpy, so you fix it a little bit. These things you don't have to ask permission. Things that you don't have to ask permission is no chiyuv mechoa. This is the mahalach. Rav Neuver Tainus, that he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach hold that you're allowed to. Every place that you're allowed to be nene, because it's already a tziruf, that you already have a noe, is no chiyuv mechoa. Where is the nafkimine? The nafkimine is the opposite. You have, you're inside the room, you want to go to sleep, and it's light. You're allowed to tell the guy, I can't fall asleep because the light. I'm saying it beremes, no problem. I'm not nene, because it's dark. You're not nene from the meloche. It's called meleche silu. But it's a chiyuv mechoy or not? It's a chiyuv mechoy, you can't tell him. It's freezing for the air conditioning. You could shut it, please?
You're going to scream at him, you shut it, it's over.
What do you mean, you, what?
When you scream, when you make a machai, shut it off, it's over.
I'll tell you. But when you tell him to do it, it's the opposite of screaming. You're right. Some people see, if you see that he's going to press, you don't have to yell, because till you yell, it's over. But to tell him to shut it, so this is the shot, to shut the light. Or, Remez bederech tzivui, to open the door with a key. We go back to the key now. We said that key is not called nene. Key is not called nene. Are we allowed to tell him I can't get into the room and he will open the door or not? There's no anoe. But it's a chiyuv mechoa. It's a chiyuv mechoa. Shut the light. Cut toilet paper. The fridge is broken. The food is going to get spoiled. Not that you want it to stay cold. You just don't want the food to get spoiled. So you want it to plug back the fridge. You're not nana from the fridge. We're not discussing that you need the food cold. You'll not be nana from the cold. You just want someone plugged out the fridge, all the meat will go off. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. So here's the machlekes. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchos Tainis that Rav Shlomo Zalman told them that you're allowed to. When Azeh Lemaise, it's mashma. And Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Kuntres Achron, he was also Choyzer that it's Mutter, and also the Chaya Odom, it's Mashma that it's Mutter. Mashma that it's Mutter. They have a Raya from Tesis and Shabbos. I don't want to go now to the Cheshman of the Raya. And Lemaise, Al Smach that is a big Machlekes. The Hainu. The people that follow the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos and Shum was trying to see inside a little bit aloches, they claim that you're allowed to, and Shmir Shabbos brings down the list of these things, to shut the gas. Sometimes, you know, you have the gas, you take off the chant, you want the guy to shut off the gas. You're allowed to. You don't have to make a mechoy. So this is bad. The people that are choishes to Rebbe Yashiv Shite, they are very machmir in these cases, and they hold of B'Shem Rebbe Yashiv, you're not allowed to tell them to shut the light. You're not allowed to tell them all of these things. So this is bad. The first group of the halachas. So the Maaseh is nogar very much. A person has a shalom zacha. He has candles, but the lights went off. The finish Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, he goes over to a guy, it's dark in my house, and he puts on the light. Lefi Rebbe Yashiv, you're not allowed to. running after them. Now, Rebbe Eliashiv Tainis, that in all of the cases that he holds you're not allowed to, if someone holds you allowed to and did it, you're allowed to be nene. Because the halacha in Hilchei Shabbos, that one is a machlekes. Every Maaseh Shabbos that is also, if it's a machlekes, but the Eved, you're allowed to be samech on the shittas that it's mutter. So, b'meile, if someone holds that you're allowed to, so ain't a chenami, you yourself will not do it. So, the most, you came to Shalom Zachar, it happens a lot of times, and they start to call someone, and he puts on the light. You have to jump out or not. So, the Torah says, while he holds that you're allowed to, so b'meile, he has an who to be samechan. So while he has done who to be Samechan, Vemele, if he himself holds you not allowed to, and he didn't tell him, Eliashiv doesn't want to be martyred. Lemaisa, we mentioned, what we are saying now, if there's no Shabbos candles on, and the light goes off in the house, you're allowed to call a goy or not. The chur comes out that Lekule Alme is also. So it's a huge problem, yeah? We know most houses in Klal Yisrael, when the light goes off, the guy puts it on. The guy puts it on. So if the emotional, the guy is a housekeeper, it's much easier. Why? She's staying in this house, so she also doesn't want to be in the dark. So she puts it on. She needs to serve the Shabbos meal, yeah? She can't fall, she'll fall on the floor. So but maybe she does it also for herself. But you're inside your house, and the light goes off. So I've added all the frumas in Eretz Yisrael, just stay in the dark. But in America, a lot of people, the ma'isa, the light goes on after a couple of minutes, yeah? So the shaila is, what is the heter? So one of the matirim is Rav Scheinberg. He was standing in the head of the matirim. And they want to be soymech. And here I want maybe to go over a little bit pratim of kules, and then a person has to know when to use the kules and when not to use the kules. Some say like this: Suda Shabbos be'etzem, Suda Shabbos, the itu holds the tzarich mitzvah you're allowed to. Tzarich mitzvah you're allowed to. We are not tzarich on the itu. Aber b'meile, sagen most of the rabbonim, while the ito holds you allowed to. So b'meile, if someone called a guy, even that he's wrong to do it, aber b'dievet, you could be samech on the shita sa'itu. So you don't have to go out, not only if it's candles, even if it's no candles. While the ito holds the tzarech mitzvah you're allowed to, it's a cloud b'ilchei Shabbos, that every time, legabi b'dievet, why? I want to explain why. Well, Isur HaNoe, maybe to explain, Isur HaNoe is for sure only a Isur de Rabbonon. So, maybe the Mishnah Berurah says, every time after it happened, we look at it like a Sofik de Rabbonon Lekule, Legabe Bediyevet, not Legabe Lekatchile, maybe we matter it. Maybe we matter it. Maybe. He wants to say like this. To put on the light, he tied it as maybe it's a Gromme. You press a button, the light comes on. Not to close, what is the Isur to put on the light? About the Chas v'Sholem, not to be Matir. Aber b'meile, again, Avada you're not allowed to. Aber Valde, Rambo himself brought down a shita that even Shilal Yitzhar Gadol you're allowed to. So Lagabe b'dievet, if you came to a place, you're allowed to follow Zahav there. Why to be Matir to these people to do it? Zogta, I'll tell you why. Vail, it's a Grom, eh? It's really a Sfek Sfek. And I want to go weiter. And I will explain. Let me a little bit explain, and then we'll try to massage it. In the halachas, if Amir le'akum, we said Amir le'akum le'tzarich mitzvah you're allowed to only le'tzarich godl, right? They say that Remoshe was matir once, Betzir of the Itur. Chatzri Avransky was matir. The marshal, we pass in Shulchan Aruch Shvus de Shvus Letzerech Mitzvah Ez Mutter. I'm leaving now these halachas. I want to go to Kopa Protim and Amir Le'akum, and then we'll try to make Cheshbonos. There's a lot of the Teirim in Amir Le'akum. We answer now, right? Amir Shvus de Shvus. What is Shvus de Shvus? To tell a guy to do a melacha de Rabbanon, not a melacha de Raisa. You allowed to or not? Shvus de Shvus, the Tzerech Mitzvah, you allowed to. Shvus de Shvus, memokim Hefsel Godel, you allowed to. Shvus de Shvus, memokim Orchim, you allowed to. So, Bemele, if we say, Le Marshal, that these lights, Le Marshal, fluorescents. They say, B'shem Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that Be'ikar Adin to put them out on Shabbos could be as not a melacha d'oraisa. Why? The shaila is, what is the issue to put on this light? What is the issue to put on this light? What? Chazanish said Boine because you make a circuit. Not everyone agreed that building a circuit is called Boine. They say that the Briskel say that you're allowed to put on a light in Shabbos. Why? Because the Chazanish only found Melechas Boine. So it means that it's for sure not the other 38 Melechas, right? And Boine for sure is Nish. This is what the world says, yeah? Chazanish looked for it, so he only found Boine. And Boine is Nish. But Avada you're not allowed to put on. Some said it's Isur Mavir. You're making a fire. But in these lights, I remember once I printed 10 years ago a sefer that the free option of Zalman could be you'd be allowed to put on these lights in Shabbos. Al yedei a goy. Sometimes when you put them on, there's a spark. You have to know it's different. So it could be after the spark is also. A balu yitzur is not a spark. Moshe, it's already on and it's jumping in Shabbos. So the shaila is if you're allowed to turn it a little bit inside, that will stop the jump. So a friend of mine got very upset that I written down the Shlomo Zalman holds. He came here to the yeshiva, and he took that sefer and he tore it in front of everyone. Kitzur, Rabbi Yashiv got involved. Oh, this Argum Gipper came to ask Mechila. But Lama Shane. But Zokn of Scheinberg, if this is the case, so maybe it could be for the Shalom Zoch already, you could make it in Shvus de Shvus, the Mokim Mitzvah. What do you tell me? I'm playing with the Reises? What the Reises? Amir Le'akum is a Derabonon. When we have to put on a light in Shabbos, we choishish, maybe it's the Reises. Givau, Chas V'Sholem. Not even the Avarim need to do it. But I'm not doing a Melach of the Reises. I'm doing a Melach of the Derabonon. I'm saying Mechir B'Shem Zalman, it's a Shvus de Shvus. And even B'Shem Zalman is wrong, the Itur holds that even Melach of the Reises Mutar Tzerich Mitzvah. I'm not saying I'm the Yitur, because I hold the Shvus de Shvus. So, this was the heter of Rav Scheinberg when he was matir, again, I said not to take out the kulas from the shir, yeah? But I want to be masbid the tzad, the people that put on lights, not bulbs, lights, that don't have a fire inside, they said, Samir le'aku, ba'etzma tzadeh rabonon, b'melocha d'raisa, you're not allowed to. Oh, but if it's a derabon, it's a shvus de shvus mokim mitzvah, you're allowed to. And not only that, then we'll go weiter. The Mishnah Berurah, why? What?
It's an enemy.
What?
It's an enemy.
What's the tech mitzvah?
No. Every Suda Shabbos.
Suda
Shabbos, Shalom Zachar. So, Shabbos, it's a Shabbos. Yeah? It's called the mitzvah. Not for Sunas Merei. Now, every Shvus the Shvus Mokim Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Nene also. You're allowed to. The Chazal the Nasser. The Asr. You're also to be Nene, Gzeir Hashem, or you're Mdu Amir. Where Amir is Mutar, you're for sure allowed to be Nene. You're for sure allowed to be Nene. Every time that you're allowed to, the Moshe. If it's a Grome, could be another Heter. Now, the Shmir Shabbos brings down a shaila. Before that was that Rabbi Kiva Eger, holds that a katan letzerich atzmo is allowed to be over in the Isur de Rabbanan on Shabbos. You don't have to be mafrish the katan. If he needs a tzerich atzmo, he's allowed to tell. He's allowed to. He speaks about the carrying of the siddur to shul and the karmelis. So Rav Shambe said, you tell the kid to tell the guy to put on the light. So then already, the kid tells the guy. So you have a heter, maybe the kid is allowed to. And even from so right, maybe Rav Kregel is not right. But already I'm saying Mecham Trizachu. Now the Shmir Shabbos Kirch also brings down that the Maizim Mishnebu has a suffix, Amira le Amira. You tell a guy to tell a guy. It makes it Shvus the Shvus or not. Because Amira le Akum is Shvus. You tell the guy to make Amira le Akum. So when you see the Mishnebu inside, it's Mashma, but it only helps out the Amira. But the Isur Nene doesn't help, because the last guy is Kilo doing direct to you. But again, Zod Bishmir Shabbos, a lot of times, we could have that self. It's a bigger shayla in the poiskim. You tell the guy to do it b'shinui. Tell the guy, press, put the elbow on the light. This mamish, shvuz the shvuz, the tzarech mitzvah. So you tell him to press the light, so maybe you have the Rav Scheinberg, you have the tzarech mitzvah, you have the itu, mele kule hai vehai. This is a lot of coolness that people do. But it's not the Derech HaMelech. It's not the Derech HaMelech. But to know that there is ways out. Something people do, Amire le Amire, B'Shinui. You tell them to do B'Shinui. Sometimes there is no Shinui. It's a big shaylef, it's a musik of Shinui. The side that it doesn't help, the time is the Isra Amire le Goy to tell the Goy to do it. And you told the guy to do it. But the guy does it b'shinui. Shinui is in the meloche. What he will do b'shinui doesn't mean that it's called shvuz de shvuz. You told him to put on the light. Now, it's another shayla, another kule b'ilchei Shabbos. It's nogea very much. Even that I remember the Shmir Shabbos told me a couple times that he doesn't want to be maker so much in it. Lemoshel, I had that shayla once. I was with my kids. No, tell for Shabbos we had to be there for a reason. And we got the room, the floor 22 or 24. And the dining room was like -5, yeah? Say it. But during Surah Shabbos, the kids fell asleep. There was no way to carry them up the steps. There was no way. So that's what is the answer? You tell the guy, you could carry up the kid up the steps, please. Now, the guy doesn't want to do it, so he makes a shortcut, he goes through the elevator. You didn't tell him to go to the elevator, he went for himself. So now, is a aloche that everything that the guy could do without a meloche, you're allowed to tell him to do it, even if he will decide himself to do it al melocha. The marshal, Shmuel Zalman was matir again. This protim, I'm saying, Shmuel Zalman himself says in Shmir Shabbos that to ask a rov every time. The marshal, you have to go to shul. You want to take a little kid with a carriage. A lot of places you see that they're going to take the kids. Yeah. What is the heter? Not to do it, but what is the heter l'maisi? The heter is one of the heterim is. Most people that carry an Eruv in America, yeah, they hold that there's no, it's not called Rosh Hashanah Bim Deiraisa, right? They hold Flat Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Bim Deiraisa. That's what they hold. So it's a Rabbanon. The halacha is, Oitzom Meshusayochil Meshusayochid, Derech Karmelis, is only an Isur de Rabbanon, and could be if you don't stop in the middle, it's not even an Isur de Rabbanon. So when you tell the guy, to take it, to take the kid for shul, so that's him is a shvuz, a tzarech mitzvah. Now, not only that, could be the guy could do it without a hefsek. And if the guy will do it without a hefsek, on a marshal, there's another eitzah. You tell to carry a little kid, a chay noy says atzma. Yeah? Chayla is his atzmai. It's Isur de Rabbanan. But the Maisa, he takes him with a carriage. You tell him, please take the kid. How? You can carry him. The guy, he has koyach to carry the kid, so he takes the carriage. It's his problem. The Hainu, what the guy could do without a meloche. So here's the Shaila Alamot. To tell the guy to bring, you need, take the kid up to the room 22. So a lot of people say, are you allowed to? While the guy could walk up the steps. Now, Shmuzaman said that if it's in a place that it's obviously that for sure he will not walk up the steps, and he for sure will use the elevator, then the Shmuzaman wants to tell it that this is called that you're telling him to go through the elevator. You have to know. So the Moshul, dear Abu Zmeikel, because it's the Tzerich cotton. And the Moshul cotton, we're going to know the halacha. Amir al-Hakum is also. There's another place that it's muter. Letzerech choyle. Afilu choyle she'en bei sakone. Chazar will matir Amir al-Hakum letzerech choyle. This is the reason, Lamashol, if it's cold, Hakul choyle mitzalcino, especially little kids, so if it's cold, you'll have to tell the guy to put on the heating in Shabbos, because Hakul choyle mitzalcino. So the tzeri choyle, the mamati ramir aleakum. The tzeri ktanim, things that the ktanim, it's hard for them. It's also, you could be mati ramir aleakum, chai gavne. So sometimes the marshal, the kid, you can't carry up the kid. And if you will stay here by night, you'll be very frightened, very, be a bit holo. Not mechuyev to stay the whole night to watch him. So b'meila again, it's a kula to be mitzarev to tell the goy to go up. Right, b'makom choyle you don't need a remes. You right? B'makom choyle you don't need a remes. Sometimes you misupik if it's a how much is a choyle. So then you do the tziruf, you take it to a remes. What? So as a tzer cotton, you have to know how much the cotton needs. About it has to be that it's like a choyle that you'll be a beholder. What? Yeah, but you're telling the guy, not the kid. So it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, the cotton is a yid. No. Isur amire. Chiyu mechoe. It's a chiyu mechoe. It's a chiyu mechoe. It's not only isur amire. It's a chiyu mechoe. So the Shmir Shabbos, if you see the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos and Perek Lamed, especially in the new Sefer, he built up these halachas, the whole Perek, and smacked these Yesedis that we said. Saying again, is Shittas that hold not like that? I want Mamish Bektzor just to go over the Seder Advorim. I'm saying, it's a lot, it's a Yam She'en Lisof Yuchis Amir Le'akum, and the Ma'areches, if the Yesedis that we said, of them is Giboit, all of these halachas. And he starts. Is the Isur Amire, or Remes, Bederach Tzivui, and is the Isur Anoe, and Chiyuv Mechoe. Aber Yolatu Remes Shaloi Bederach Tzivui. In a case that you could be Nene, Al Yidei Adchak, even without the light, or in a place that is no Anoe, it's Melochos Siluk, Lemosho. Here he starts. Aloha, hey. You tell the guy, kosher lishoy. And he will understand to show the light. The gas is burning for no reason. He will understand to close it. It's light. And you can read lightly and you want to add light. You can tell him the light is not enough. But if there's no light, it's a yisur hanoi and it's a chiyum mechoi. You can tell him it's not toilet paper, I can't use the toilet paper, it was not cut, and he will cut it. Because you're not nana from it. You just nana that the other piece doesn't come with. You're allowed to tell him before Shabbos and a remez, you know, no one is opening the envelopes in Shabbos, and he will open it again, because you're not nana from it. It's only that he's misalik the envelope. This is one halacha. This is the first cloud. Then he has a second cloud. You're allowed to tell him to tzerich refuah shel choy l'shem b'sakone. And then you're allowed to tell him to put on the light. You tell him to send him, or if it's cold, or if it's not so cold, but there's little kids that are sensitive to cold, you're also allowed to tell him to put on the heating. Same thing, you're allowed to tell him to save sforim. Now, if it's a hefset godl, losing a lot of money, then you're not allowed to say amire, but you're allowed to say remes. Not shalev derech tzivui. You're allowed to tell him, if you will save it, you will not lose. Again, b'mokim hefset v'rube, you're allowed to have amire b'remes. Not Amirim Mefureshes. So some Americanish people, I'm saying again, I'm not speaking against them. They, you know, these people, they make like hotels for Pesach, for Sukkot. You know, America, a lot of people, very hard for them to do Pesach and Sukkot. So they go to Miami, they hire a hotel, and they put hundreds of people there, and they eat together. I got to chant. Now, this person, the lights went off. So he told the guy, if you take care of the matzah, everything will be okay. So everyone wanted to yarn him. He said, listen, if the light is off over Shabbos, you know, no one will come again to my program. So, Hefzen Merube. Why is Hefzen Merube? I'm allowed to say, you're allowed to be Nene. But first, it's not so poshut. That be Hefzen Merube, be Pashtes, the heter is only that he shuts the fire. But Avadah, if you Nene from the Melocha and Shabbos, it's not so poshut, and Pashtes is for sure as the Isur, Hanoi from the Melocha and Shabbos. Now,
it's called hefset, just
like
gaining money.
No, next year you'll lose a lot of money. This is called losing. What? Hefset merube, you're allowed to tell him beremez. Why? Because Chazal, I'll tell you why. The reason is Chazal v'choishesh that a person will not be aimed al mamaynoi and you'll be mechal on Shabbos.
He's not losing money right now.
Now, in the Isur de Rabbonon, you're allowed to tell a goy, even be mikzas choyli. Then even less choyli, shvus de shvus. And here we have the shayle, amire le amire, amire b'shinui. Mokin hefset godl, you're allowed to say amire. Tzoyach godl, tzoyach mitzvah, you have guests. Dar kisholem. You're allowed to say straight, even with other remes, Amir le Amir. Amir Shmuz de Shmuz. Melochis de Rabbonon. Melochis de Rabbonon, you're allowed to, but Tzarech Mitzvah, Tzarech Oy Liktsas, Tzarech Oychim. Now, another thing you're allowed to, in a Melochis de Rabbonon, you're allowed to tell the guy to take off the leichters from the table on Shabbos. I don't understand. They go to Hamish houses, and they see the guy picks up the leichters and puts it down. Why is no chiyuv mechoyel? Zog the Mishnah Brura, while the goy could take off the leichters kilachar yad, or he could take it off letzerich gufer mekoymoy. It's a klishim lechter leisu. Now told the kinds of muktzah. While if a yid will need it, he'll be allowed to move it letzerich gufer mekoymoy. So b'meile, you're allowed to tell the goy to do it, even that the goy doesn't have the hainu. Before we spoke about the elevator, is do you not allowed to tell the goy to go on the elevator? You have to tell him bring up the kid upstairs. He will take the elevator. Aber in a melocha de rabbonon in a shvus de shvus, while the goy could do the same thing without the isu, so you're allowed to tell him to do it in Shabbos. Again. We said, Limnei HaMikshel B'Rabim, this is the Mishnah Brura Semech and the Balaitu, that you're allowed to. So I'm saying, a person has to know, Avada, I'm saying, when you come to all these Tzirufim, not in Memaya, to have a Rav, to Paskin, Lemoshel, there's a big argument. The Halacha is, a Psikresha, you're allowed to tell a guy to do a Psikresha. A lot of Rabbonim, I'll say maybe 80% of the Rabbonim hold, A lot of times you forget to turn off the light in the fridge. So you can't open the fridge on Shabbos. You're allowed to tell the guy to open the fridge? So this is klal. If you tell him, listen, there's a bottle of wine there, givaldik. Take it. He opens. God has no bottles. Doesn't make a difference. But he did it to get his bottle, yeah? He did it for himself. One of dinner was not masculine, I said no, but pashas, you're allowed. But what if you, you're not telling him from that. You're just telling him, you know, I remember once we had such a story in the house. I called the goiter. I told his mom, she chosheva about a wine inside. She said, I don't drink wine. So we have apple juice. I don't like apple juice. I said, listen, you know what? Open the first thing you want, you could take. First thing. Kids, she took the whole food. So she said, a whole pot. Chicken, she took the whole thing. But the shayla is, some rabbonim hold, you don't have to tell her that. Why? She doesn't know that the light is going on. So she's not mechaven. So it's a psik reisha. You're not allowed to open the fridge, it's called psik reisha. It's no isur amira and psik reisha. We are mitzvah and psik reisha. The guy is not mitzvah and psik reisha. The guy, it's a matzah psik reisha.
You think I know
the
psik
reisha? If he's not mechaven, then psik reisha.
Tell him to open a car door.
You know
the light's
going to
go on in the car.
Same shayla. You forgot something in the back. The Buddha car is open in the back, and you want to take the chalas. The chalas on the back of the car. You can't shmach na moitzi, yeah. So you want to tell the guy, you know, bring me the. But the mice, you open it. The alarm goes on. All these things go up. Shayla, if you're allowed to or not. So most rabbonim hold that in muta. Even the shmir Shabbos holds the moshul. This is klo. You're not allowed to tell the guy put on the hot water. He doesn't know, he puts on the tap, he doesn't know that when you open the tap, the yunker start, the fire goes on, yeah? So they say it's a psikreishet. Shem Zalman says, this is called to cook the water in Shabbos. But it's different. Because the hot water system is that this is the way the hot water comes out. Here, some fridges, the light doesn't work. It's not muchach. So some say, the Shabbos Benzim, if opening a fridge is like psikreishet, or it's worse than a psikreishet. Again, avada letzerich mitzvah, alamo you could be maker. Or the moshul, what they do is they tell a cotton. Some even matter the cotton himself to open the fridge if he needs something for himself. Because again, the cotton is not mitzvah when he does for himself, and then you leave it open. So I'm saying, is kulus. Again, I want the cloud to remember is a isur hamire. Is a isur hamire. And is a chiv mechoy. And it's Yisur Nele. But to know that when it comes to Maise, there's a lot of ways to go over the problem. To Melam Etzchus. But remember, the Iker Aloch and Nein, but we can Melam Etzchus. You don't have to shout this.
No, you can do whatever.